Musta Maragaisa, even the handle of the axe, the eat up, the wood eat up, and they have no Hanoh from this. Because even without Hanoh, they go and do damage. That's why people hate mice, rats, try and kill them. Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha Dvar Meshachim Es Halimut. Five things will make you forget your learning. Ha'aycha Mimash Shoich Lakvav. You eat something that the mice ate. It's no good. Or Mimash Shoich Chotlut. Eat something that a cat ate from. It'll also make you forget your learning. V'yoychu Leiv Shobeim. If you eat the heart of an animal, even though it's kosher, you're allowed to, but it's kosher shikha to eat the heart of an animal. V'yoychu Bezeisim. If you eat a lot of olives, it's no good. That's why some people say it's supposed to be dipped into salt or into olive oil. You shouldn't eat olives, a lot of olives by itself. But if you ruggle bezeisim with olives, it also makes you forget your learning. If you drink the water, water that you use to wash yourself, or else, so you drink the leftover water, that's kosher shikha. When you wash your feet, you have your feet one on top of another, and that's the way you wash your feet. It's also bad. It's kosher shikha. Some say, if you put your clothing underneath your head, it's also kosher shikha. When you go to sleep at night, maybe your money is alright, but you shouldn't put your pants underneath your head. You shouldn't sleep with your pants under your head. It's no good to have your clothing under your pillow. Chamisha Devarim, five things, mashivnes limud. Avraham, it makes you better. It brings back the limud. On the side it says, Yofa l'tamud ha'iyya. So the Gemara says, Pas p'chomim, v'chol shchein p'chom atzman. So the Gemara says, Lashon p'chom means coals, means bread that's baked on coals, and sure, if you eat the coals itself, doesn't make too much sense. So on the side, Mesura Sashah says, it means to say, Ho'eichol pas chitim, v'ein sarachlam mechitim atzman, means wheat. If you eat wheat bread, whole wheat bread, or if you eat the wheat itself, that will be meshiv, that will make you remember your learning. For Yoichel Beitzim of Gelish, eat a round egg, but some say it means a roasted egg. Beloy Melech without salt. For Yoichel B'Shem and Zayis, it's good to have a lot of olive oil. That's Meshiv, you're learning. For Yoichel B'Yayin, if you have a lot of wine, or B'Samin, then with less spices. For Yashoysim Mayim Shoshira Isa, if you drink the water from what a baker uses, but left if they made the dough, he needs water to make the dough with. The leftover water after you made the dough, that's good for your learning. Some say, if you dip your finger into salt, v'yoichel. I'm not sure what v'yoichel means. Pashim means when you eat the salt. Not the time a person that eats. Maybe v'yoichel is a little thing. V'yoichel, a person eats a lot. Some means v'yoichel if you eat the salt. If you eat the salt, that's also good. Harogel b'shem and zayis, so somebody's used to eating olive oil, misalem v'yoichel, zarat v'yoichel, nem v'yoichelim. Kishem shazayis m'shachach limud, shal shivim shana, just like if you eat olives. It'll make you forget learning of 70 years. Kach Shem and Zayas olive oil, may Shavli Mosh Hashem Shana. It'll make you remember the learning.
The Horozel, the Yain of Hashem. If someone is used to drinking wine and some having smelling things like perfume, so that also makes you remember your learning. The Gemara says in the Messiah Le Rova, there's a proof to Rova. The Yom Rova, the Rova says, Chamra, wine, Verechna, spices that smell good smelling things, Tichim, makes you smart. So if you drink a lot of wine and have this pesamim, they'll make you smart. They'll remind you again of the learning that you forgot. Then the atzvevel et boba melech. It's good to dip your finger into salt. The omarash loke shul v'achas, that you should only dip one finger into salt, not all your fingers. And kitanor really some apokas tanoyim. We have Yehudu oimer achas v'loshtayim. You should only dip one finger into salt and eat from it, and not two fingers. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Shtayim, you're allowed to dip in two fingers into the salt, but Veloy Shol is not to have three fingers. Fisimnecha, what's the simin? Kemitza. Remember, Kemitza, Rashi explains that's the middle finger. So if you go like this, you put the thumb on the side, you only have four fingers standing up the same way. So you put down the middle one, comes out on one side you have one, on the other side you have two. That will remind you what the machlokes is. The machlokes is that one says only one finger, and one says two fingers. Because otherwise you may make a suffix where the one said two and one said three, you don't know where it is. So put this down and remember it's one against two. That's how you remember what the machlokes is. Now, asara devarim, there are 10 things, koshum l'limud. That is hard, means it will make you forget your learning. 10 things stay away from. That's oiver tachas ha'aster ha'gomel. If you walk underneath the saddle of a camel, the whole shechein tachas gomel atzma, for sure if you walk underneath a camel, which is one thing really. Stay away, do not walk underneath a camel. It's not healthy. Also, if you walk in between two camels, don't walk in between two camels. Don't take a walk with two camels. For if a man walks in between two ladies, also it's kosher l'shichol, make you forget your learning. And if a lady goes in between two men, so I'm not sure what it means. The chur still means for the men. It's bad for the men in such a case. I don't know if it means it's bad for the middle one, just for the lady, she'll forget her learning. I think it means even in such a case, it's also kosher l'shichol for the men. Somebody walks by the bad smell of a nevela. If you walk underneath this type of a bridge, a gesher, so over tacht of mayim mem yom, that water did not flow underneath it for 40 days. It's like an old bridge. There's no water there. Don't walk over such a bridge. It's kosher l'shichol. If you eat bread that was not baked well enough, unbaked bread, it's kosher shichcha. Not baked well, do not eat it. Be careful. If you eat meat with the zuama listerin, that's like the ladle that they use to clean up the bottom of the pot. It takes out the dirt of the pot. Rashi learns zuama listerin means that ladle, it takes off the dirt from the pot. So do not eat with the ladle. So Yashayis, if somebody drinks, what? No, not the sir. No, serving is okay. Right, the Yashayis, me amas hamayim, or there is a base akvoris. You have a flow, a stream of water that goes through the cemetery, you should not drink from that water. If you drink from that water, it's kosher for learning. It'll make you forget your learning. You're not supposed to stare at a mace. Come on, if somebody with mace, well, you have to take care of him, do what you have to do, cover him, just that, but you shouldn't just stand there and stare at a mace. If you stare at the face of a mace, it's kosher shikha. What? And it's interesting, some say, okay, it's even worse, you mean. Not only the shikha, right, he won't even be able to learn. It's hard, but it won't go into your head, the learning. You have a hard head. If you read the ksav on top of the matzeva, if you read the ksav, you go through the basic cross, you want to read all the ksavim, that's also kosher shikha, the Gemara says. So it could be just to look what it says once, maybe it won't be so bad. The Gemara says, Mustafa Kurva, though, you read it. Before it says, Mustaka. Mustaka means you have to look with a real good stare, like a long time. But here it just says, Loshana Hakurva. Just reading it. Right. Turn around on him. Kisha Nosi Nichnas, when the Nosi, he's the head position of Kla Yisrael, whether it's a Melech, or Nosi and Bob, or whatever it is, when he walks into the room, Kola Om Oimdim. Everybody has to stand up. Nobody can sit down until he, the Nasi, says, sit down. That's the covet, special covet you have to give the Nasi. What about Yeshav Bezni, next in charge, the Av Bezni, the head of the Bezna Godel, Nichnas? Only two rows, one row here, one row there, have to stand up for him. Until he gets to his place. But you're not giving the same amount of respect that you give the Nasi. Kishachachachim Nichnas, Tama Big Tamachachachim walks in. As he walks along, this one stands up, and when he passes by, then he can sit down. Then the second one stands up. This was a takana of Shimon Gamliel made. What about B'nei Chachamim B'Tamid Chachamim, the children of the big Talmud Chacham? Or else Talmud Chacham means young Talmud Chacham. So it's like this. Bizman Shirabim Tzrichim Lem. Let's say they're in the yeshiva. They were in shul. And the rabbi needs them. They have to have permission to leave. So then, Masiyah and Arosh Hayam, they have a right to go and walk over the heads of people, meaning even though it's crowded and you have to walk through people, you're allowed to walk out. You have permission, they need you. What's going to be Yotzu Tzarech? Let's say he went out for a purpose. We're going to have to go to Basic Kisei. So Yikonas V'yeshivim claim again, he has a right to walk back in and sit down in his place, even though it's crowded, you're making people move around. Here you're allowed to go. When you're not allowed to. Now, b'nei Talmid Chachamim, the children of the Talmid Chachamim, shememunim aviyim panas ha'tzibur, that the father has the position already. He's appointed, he has the position in the tzibur. So then it's like this. Bizman sheyesh lem das lishmoya, if the child is old enough to hear the drasha, to understand, even though really children only sit in the back, they don't sit up front, still this child, nichnosim v'yoshnuf me'aviyim, they have a right to come all the way up front and sit next to the father. V'yachareyim kalpiyam, to sit normal like everybody else, and his back is towards the am. Because he doesn't sit like his father, Mistama sits the Mizrach, facing the am. If he's old enough, has das, we don't want to sit there, there'll be too much of a bagaivanik already, if he sits up on Mizrach. Then his face should be facing the Oren, and his back is towards the Am. But what's going to be if he's so small? This man, Shein Lem Das Lishma, he doesn't even have Das. Till here, the Drosh, he's only 5-6 years old. Then, Nechnosim V'yesh Tufnei Aviyem, Upneim Kalpiyom, he has the right mama to sit next to his father, up by Mizrach, with his face towards the Am. Then it won't affect him. He won't become, at 6 years old, he won't become a Bagai even a kid. Be hoarding. He won't be hoarding this. He won't have. Rebbe Lozo bar Rebbe Seder Goyner. After Beis Hamishta Oysim Oysos Nikon. Even when you go to a chasm, Beis Hamishta also, you have to make the children of the Talmid Chachamim sit next to them. Give them the head table. To not put their kids all the way back on the children's table, but they go all the way up front on the head table. After Beis Hamishta Oysim Oysom Smithim. You have to make them a smith like a branch. Now Rashi says, meaning, Shemashivin Oyson, Bitsan Hazakanim, Bitne Kovid Aviyim. Because of Kovid Aviyim, they also have the right to sit all the way up front. Now, Omaman, what did we just say before? Yotzu Lutzerich. The person goes out Lutzerich, so Nichnas, means he went to the Beis Akisve, it's not his fault, he has to go. He has the right to come all the way back into the shul, wherever they are, squeeze his way in, make everybody move aside for him to come back in. For Yeshivim come, he has the right to come back to his first seat. He has to go for Merag Lion, for urinate he has to. Then it's not his fault. That can happen often. So in the middle of the drush, he has to go out, you're allowed to, and then come back again. If you have to go for Gedolim, then you have no right to come back in. True, Avada, you have to go. You're allowed to go to the basic seat, ease yourself, but you can't come back in, make a big tumult, and come back into your seat. Why? Because you should have checked yourself out before you come. You know it's a crowded hall here, and once you sit down, stay put, do not move around. So you should have checked yourself out before. So it's your fault. Therefore, true, you have to go to the Beskisa now. When you come back, take the back seat, do not walk all the way in and disturb everybody. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav, Le'olam Yumadah, a person should teach himself, Le'olam Yumadah Matzmoy, La'hashkim O'laharif. To get up early in the morning, needs to go to the Beskisa, ease yourself then. Well, however, in the evening, before you go to sleep, also to ease yourself. Kadesh lo yisrachi. You should not be far away from the Beis HaKisei. And Rashi says, if you have to find the Beis HaKisei by daytime, in the olden times it wasn't in the house like we have today, you had to go out in the field and find a place. So, tzorach yisrachi min haderech. Kadesh lo yachirim rein oisai. By daytime it was hard to find a place to ease yourself. You had to go away from the derech and find a private place. It wasn't so easy. So David Ace, if you want to save yourself time, make sure you do it early in the morning when nobody's in the road yet, or do it late at night when nobody will see you. What he meant to say is be a chochem and know when to ease yourself. So therefore also, before you go into the drasha, you should take care of yourself. But Amar Rava, for Idna today, the chol shalom, everybody's very weak, I feel like Be'elam Nami. It's not your fault anymore. We don't know how to check ourselves so much. The drasha could be 2 or 3 hours, and the middle it could be, it's not your fault, you have to go. You're allowed to leave to go to the Beis HaKisei, and then you come back in, you're allowed to find your place. Reb Lezer, Reb Sodek, Oimer, after Beis HaMishta, Oysim, Oysim, Slif, like we learned before, that even by Beis HaMishta, Chasna also, we put the children of the Talmid Chachamim all the way up by the head table, not in the back by the children's table. Omar Rova, V'chai Yevinu, V'tnei Avim, only when the father's still alive, and also only if the father is there in front of the father. Then it's like giving cover to the father. But if the father cannot attend, he's only sending his son, then we do not put his son all the way up on the top table. Then the son goes in the back table. Omer Reb Yechnun, the Yemei Reb Shimon Gamliel Mishtus Mishnezu. This brisa that we just learned, to say that what kind of cover did he give to a Nosi, to an Av Bezin, and to the Talmud Chacham, Reb Shimon Gamliel made it up. He was the one who was Mechadashit. What was the Maisa? Reb Shimon Gamliel Nasi, he was the Nasi, he was the head. Reb Meir Chochem was Tamatam Chochem then, and Reb Nosson was the Yav Beis Din. Now what happened was at the beginning, before Reb Shimon made this takono, was ki hevi Reb Shimon Gamliel Hossam, when Reb Shimon Gamliel used to walk into the yeshiva, hevi kaima kuliyama makamei, everybody stood up to him, gave him covet. Then ki hevi ayah Reb Meir, for Reb Nosson, when they would come in, the same thing, hevi kaima kuliyama makamayu, everybody would give them the same type of respect we gave the Nasi. They would all stand up before them. Doesn't have to be some type of a difference between me and you. I'm a higher position than you. It's not nice to give the same covet. I don't know if he meant it as Balgaiva. He meant it Yikir Adin. There's a certain covet HaTorah you have to give. If I have the position of a Nasi, I deserve to have more covet than Rabbi Meir, than Rabbi Nosson. So I have to make some type of takana. Therefore now, Rabbi Shimon made this takana. Tikken ho masnisa. He's masakin this brisa that everybody has to stand up for the Nasi. By Av Bezdin, only two rows stand up. And by Tam Chochem, only one each quasi passes by, each one stands up. Now, who yoim at that day when it happened, when he made a takana, lehevei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson was not in yeshiva that day. So they did not realize Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made such a takana. So what happened? The next day, Lamocha, tomorrow, the next day, he also, when Rabbi Meir walked into the Beis HaMedrash, Chodot Lekami Mekamayu, Kediragila. He noticed the way people, the whole world, did not stand up for him anymore. Only two rows, or he was only Tam Chochem, only one person, each person stood up for him, but not those people together. So, Kediragila, knows what they used to do. Amri said, my high. Rabbi Meir said, what's going on here? How come nobody's standing up? Not everybody's standing up for me. Amru Luz, they said to him, listen, you weren't here yesterday. This was a special takana Shimon Gamliel made. So Amru Luz, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Nosson, he didn't like this so much, Rabbi Meir. Not sure exactly why, but Amru Luz, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson, I'm the Talmud Chochem. The Yatav Bezdin, you're the Yatav Bezdin, you're even greater than me. Let's like overthrow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, let's take over. Naskin Nusa Kiladidan, my never. Let's think over what should we do. What should we do between me and you? Let's have some way to get rid of this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and we'll take over. Yeah. So like this. I'm not sure why. If I says he didn't like this takonim, but it's like this. Name Alei. They made up like this. Let's tell Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tomorrow. Goli Uksin. Please teach us Uksin. We want to learn Masech Uksin. We didn't learn Masech Uksin in a long time. You're the Rosh Hashiva. You're the Nasi. So teach us Masech Uksin. And they knew the Leslie. They knew that Hashem Gamliel does not know Seder Uksin, the Mishnah's Uksin. He doesn't know it. So what's going to happen? The Chivon Dlagoma, since tomorrow, when he's not going to be able to teach it to us, we'll tell him back like this. Namely, we'll tell him, listen, the Pasuk says, Mi Yamalag Rosh Hashem Yashmir Kolti Losai. Meaning, Lemi No Lamalag Rosh Hashem, who is fit like to be the Rosh Hashiva, the one to teach everybody, to teach us the words of Hashem, Mi Shiyoch Lashmir Kolti Losai. Somebody that can learn everything. And if you don't know Masech Tuksin, you're not fit and not real. We'll overthrow him. We'll get him out. No more Nasi. And what will be then? There'll be Anoav, then the mayor said, listen, then I'll become the Av Beis Din and the Av Nasi. You have Nasi, you'll become the Nasi. A tremendous plan. They didn't like what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did, so they made up this Eitzah between them. They'll overthrow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What happened was Shamino Rabbi Yaakov Ben Karshi. Rabbi Yaakov Kash, another person was there. Omri said, when he heard what they were talking about, he said, Oy vey, Dilmo chas v'sholom asri milso de kisufa. It's not nice to embarrass the Nasi. They're going to tell the Nasi tomorrow to learn Masech Tuksin, and he doesn't know. It'll be a terrible embarrassment. So what happened was, Ozal Rabbi Yaakov went, Yosef Achurei Alisa v'shem Gamliel. He sat on the back of the private study. But upstairs means the private study of Hashem Gamliel. Poshat, he spread out there. Goras, he started to learn it loud, Masech Tuksin. Vitona, Vigoras, Vitona. He did it once, twice. He learned very strongly, very loudly. He went through, in other words, as if to teach Hashem Gamliel tonight, Mishnah Tuksin. Omar, so Hashem Gamliel said, Mai de Kamoy, what's going on here? Like he heard in learning there, and he didn't know what's going on. He understood, Dilma Chas Fisholem Mika Bei Medrasha Midi. Maybe something, he thought about this, maybe something happened to Beis HaMedrash, and they want to do something to me, and like he understood that I'd better learn good now Masech Tuksin. So he listened very well to this Rabbi Yaakov. is Yoiv Daita Begirsa. He took this to heart, and he really sat down and learned all the Masech Luxim. So it happened with Lamacha, the next day, Omrulay, the mayor came in proud. Naisi Marv Nisli Luxim, listen, Rabbi, please teach us Luxim. We didn't learn Luxim in a long time. So good, the Rabbi Sturib Shingle says, very good, I'll teach it to you. Posach Liyomar, he got up and he started to teach them the Masech Luxim. But Basel Yukim, after the Shir, so Omalu, Rav Shimon Gamliel said back to them, listen, Eloi Gamino, if I didn't learn it last night, let this Rav Yaakov didn't teach it to me, Kisavtinun, you would have embarrassed me. If so, Pokid the Yavkininu of Emma Joshua, I give you a slip that you're excused from here on, from the base of Medrash, you are thrown out, Kitsa. No more, we throw you out of Yeshiva. They got the boot, Kitsa. He threw out Rav Meir and Rav Nosin, no more in my Yeshiva. So that was okay, they accepted, they walked outside, but they didn't go too far, they just stayed outside, they took their chairs outside. They brought the folding chairs outside. Kasvik Yushiyusu the Pitka. So from outside, they used to write down the kashas they had, all the questions they had when they were learning, they would write down in a letter. They showed us them, they would throw it in, like take the arrow, their plane, throw it inside. So they had the Shodahosim, like that much you didn't throw them out that far. So they have a mifrika, mifrika, whatever Rav Shimon Gamliel could answer, very good was answered. But they have a mifrika, but they could not be answered inside. So from outside, they sent him the answer also. Kasvi Tiruka. They wrote down the answer on their airplane. They showed them and flew it back in. Amul Rav Yosef, Yosef said, what's going on here? The Tamidim inside Yeshiva said, listen, what's going on here? Torah Mibachut. Our learning is from outside, and beyond them is there, with inside. What's going on here? It's showing it's time ready to let him come in already. That's a bad punishment to throw him out. We need him here. Omalhan Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, now Linu, I'll give him permission to come back in again. Okay, the tension's over. Miyul, Nikhtasin, I have to make some type of a kenas. He deserves some punishment. So make a kenas here. To Leinemu Shemaito Mishmayu. That nobody should say over Loch in your name. Therefore, Asikul Rabbi Meir Acherim. Therefore, a Meir has a name now, Acherim. A lot of times in Gemara we have Acherim Oimrim means Rabbi Meir. This was the takana of Shimon Gamliel made, even though I'm letting you back in, but you deserve some punishment. So the punishment is, they're not going to say over in your name. They're going to say over Acherim. And it will be Rabbi Nosin, Yesh Oimrim. And all the Gemara says, Yesh Oimrim, that's Rabbi Nosin. What happened was, good, that was the takana. Ach vulei b'chamayu, zil paithiyu. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nosson both had a dream that night that they should go and be Mephias, appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Nosson also, he heard he had his dream, he went, he listened to the dream, and he went to appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Meir was strong, loyal, so he didn't go. Omri said, Divrei Chaloimus Lamalav Lamarigim. Femnish can't cop, but dreams is a dream, that's all. Doesn't mean anything. A dream doesn't mean anything. You know, the Gemara Baruch says there are three types of dreams. There's one really type of a Nevuah, and one is just Sam telling him in the Shemayim, but there's a third type that's just Sam Shtus, doesn't mean anything. Shemaya, I don't know why, but he thought this dream was just Shtus. I don't listen to this dream. I'm not going to go and be the Vaisim. So that was Rav Nosson went though. He also Rav Nosson, when Rav Nosson went, Omale Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon said to him like this, Nihi Dahan Alokho Kamra, Tiyovah Lamevi Yavvezim, like the shirt of your father, gave you this protection, that you became the Yavvezim, I don't know if it was a rank out or not, as if to say, you yourself don't deserve to be an Avnezim. You only got this position because your father was so great. So, Shavino Nami Nosi. Like, what kind of chutzpah is this that you want to overthrow me and you would become the Nosi? Is that something nice to do? Like, he gave it back to him. But for some, he was accepted to appease the word of Paisim, and then he accepted him. Now, Masile Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Bray. Rebbe learned to Rebbe Shimon, his son, that Acherim Oimrim, Acher Mini Rameya says, Ilu Hoya Tamura, Loi Hoya Kara. This is a shout in the Gemara. Bukharis Hashem, you learn that when someone brings a Bukhar, a Maisa, the tenth animal is the Karba Maisa. Let's say by mistake you called the ninth one tenth, it has to do should the tenth, eleventh, the eleventh, the tenth, all three is Kodesh. The shout, could you make a Tamura there or not? He says, no, you cannot make the 11th one a Tamura, because Ilu Hoya Tamura, Loi Hoya Kara. If you would have made it a Tamura, you cannot bring it. The kids, Rabbi learned it, B'Shem Acherim Oimrim. Others say, not Rabbi himself. All my light, so Rabbi Shimon, the son, said back to Rabbi, Mihei Malolo, who are these people? What are you just calling them Acherim for others? Who are these others? Shemei Meyamanu Shreisim were drinking from their water, We don't mention the names. What's going on here? Homolei, the Rebbe said back, listen, B'nayog, this is Rameya, that Shedikshu La'aka Kvoitcha. He wanted to throw away the covenant of your father, Shimon Gamliel, or Kvoit Beis Avicha. He like, he did something wrong, Rameya. And therefore, there was a takana back, not to mention his name, but just to say Acherim Maimrim. Omalei, so the son said back to Rebbe, what's going on in the post? Says, Gam Avosom, Gam Simosom, Gam Chinosom, Kvarovda was lost already. It's like, what happened? Let's be Meichelim already. What do you keep on acting this way for? Omalei said back to him, no, there's a post of Tilum that says, Hoyev Tamu, true, the enemy ended, died already, but Chorovois Lenetzach, but Chorovois, the swords are still here. So the damage that he did could always be here. So we have to make this takono that other people should learn out. Not to like give disrespect to the Nasi, you always have to be of covid to Talmud Chacham. Omalei, but he said, listen, the son still said that. Hani mili heichad hani masayu. That's only with the bad thoughts they wanted, it would have happened. Because if Rameya would have, like he wanted to throw out of Shimon Gamliel.
Three stuff. You dimble on the bays around 10 lines down by the two dots. Mura says again, "Varogel b'yayin b'shemin." If somebody is used to drinking wine and smelling psamim, these are things that bring back your learning. So Mura says, "Nesayle l'rova." There's a raya proof to rova. The yomer rova. The rova said upon himself that cham rova rechni pichim. The fact that he liked to drink wine. The fact that he smelled the senses that made me wise. Then it says that Tevelet's Berba Melech, somebody dips his fingers into salt, meaning and eats it, this also restores your learning. So Mura says, Amar Ashlokas, Ashlokas said, Uviyachas, he has to dip like only one finger into the salt. So Mura says, Ketanoi, this is a Machlokas Tanoim. Rav Yudah said, Achas Veloishtaim, when does it restore your learning? Only if you dip one finger and not two. However, Rav Yasi says, Shtaim Veloisholish, dipping two fingers is good, but not three. And the Gemara says, the Simnoch is Kemitza. To remember this is Machlokes, whether one or whether two. Look at Kemitza. Now, Kemitza means the finger next to your pinky. So if you fold in the finger next to your pinky, what's sticking out? Your pinky is on one side, that's one, and the other two sides is the longest and the index, that's two. So Kiss, that's the Simnoch, to remember one and two. Now the Gemara says, Asara Dvorim Karshim Lelimud. There are 10 things that are harmful to learning. One is Oivet Tachas Ha'afsar Hagomel. If one passes beneath the halter of a camel. Now the afsar, that's what they used to use to lead an animal. Like there's a long rope, so somebody walks underneath this, it's harmful for the learning. And the Kol Shchein Tachas Gomel Atzman, for sure, if somebody goes underneath the camel itself, for sure it's harmful for the learning. Now, Va'oiva ben Gemalim, somebody passes between two camels, V'oiva ben Shtei Noshim, if one passes between two women, V'yo'isho ha'veres ben Shnei Anoshim, and if a woman passes between two men. Now, the fifth is, V'yo'iva mitachas reyach ra shenavela, if somebody passes by and smells the bad smell of an avela, the carcass of an animal, V'yo'iva tachas ha'gesher shloi obru tachtav mayim avoyim yoyim, if one passes underneath the bridge, that no water passed under this for 40 days. And the seventh thing is, Vo'ichel pas shaloi bosh shaloi bishlu kor tzarkoi. Somebody eats bread that was not completely cooked. And the eighth is, Vo'ichel bosa mizuama listerin. If one eats meat from the grease spoon, there's the spoon they used to use to stir up the pot with. Kiss, it is the spoon that used to use to clean off the grease of the pots. So it's called the listerine. So if you eat this, use this like a spoon to eat the meat with, or eat the meat on it, this is kosher. And the ninth is v'hashoisa me'amas amayim ho'aver zaveis akvoros. Somebody drinks from a stream of water that runs through a cemetery. And ten is v'hamistaka b'fnei ameis. Somebody stares at the face of a mace. That's kosher for your learning. For Yesher, some say, Afa Kurik Sav Shagav Yekever. It's also harmful for your learning if one reads the writing on a grave, on a tombstone. Now, Tana Rabbanim looked in a brace like this. Kishahanosi Nichnas, when the Nosi enters into the Beis Medrash, is all the people are supposed to stand to give him respect. And as Bryce is teaching us what it means to give respect to the Nasi. And you're not supposed to sit down until he says to them, sit. Kishav Bezdin Nichnas, what's going to be when the Yav Bezdin comes into the Beis Medrash? Is Oysim Loishura Achas Mikan. The Talmidim there should make from one row here, Vishura Achas Mikan, and make a parallel row from there. At Sheyeshivim Kaimai, and they remain standing. At Sheyeshivim Kaimai, they remain standing until he passes through the row and sits in his place. Like when he comes in, makes two rows that he could walk in between you, that's giving him covered, and stand there until he sits down. Kisha Chochem Nichnas, what's going to be when the Talmud Chochem comes in? Pasha means somebody special, this Chochem, or Razavi Chochem God Lador. When he comes in, is Echad Aymed V'Echad Yoshev Ach Yeshiv M'Kaimai. One Talmud should stand, and one Talmud sits until the Talmud Chochem comes into a sits in his place. Pasha means to say when the Chochem comes in, when he comes within your Dal Ramis, that's when you have to stand. And you have to stay standing until he sits in his place. B'nei Chachom V'Tamid Chachom. What's going to be the sons of the Chochem and the Tamid Chachom? The Tamidim of the Chachomim. So Bishman Shirabim Tzrichalhem. When the public needs them, Mavsi and Arosh Yom. There are a lot of like tread go over even the heads of the people to perform what they're supposed to. In other words, a Tamidim used to be sitting on the floor, and he used to be like this. He was allowed to step over the heads to go out of the Beis HaMedrash to take care of his needs. What's going to be Yotzla Tzarech? Let's say this Chacham left the Beis HaMedrash. The Tzarech has to go to the Beis HaKisei. Again, this goes in the Talmud Chacham. So when he comes back and he has to go to the Beis HaKisei, you can't have Yeshua Mekaimai. He's allowed to come in again and sit in his place. As even though now he's still stepping over the heads, it's not that important, but since he had the right to go out that way, he has the right to come in this way also. B'nei Talmid Chachamim, what about the children of a Talmid Chacham, Shemamunim Avihem Parnes HaLetzibur, where the father was appointed to be like a leader over the tzibur. So b'zman sheyesh lem das l'shmaya, when they have enough das to understand that they can follow the shiur, they can follow the learning, the b'nei, the children of the Talmid Chachamim, and nechnosnin v'yeshnu fnei avihem, they have right to enter the Beis HaMedrash and sit right in front of the father. V'yachareim kal p'yom, and their backs face to the people. But this man shein lem das l'shmaya, that young don't have enough das to understand, then nechnosnin v'yeshnu fnei avihem, they have right to enter and to sit down in front of the father, or p'neim kal p'yom, and they have to face towards the people. Because they have their face, the backs of the people, they'll be like a bizoyan to the yam. Therefore, they have to sit facing the people. Reb Elazar ben Tzadik says, after Beis HaMishtam, Oysa Naisam Snifim, even at a wedding like feast, we make for them, the snif is like an attachment, like we attach them to their fathers, as we make a seat for them to sit next to their father. Now, Omama, what we just said before, that Yotzel Tzarech, if he goes out for his own sake, goes out for to the basic, he's saying, Nichnas Veshiv Mekaymai, he has the right to re-enter and sit in his place. Omara Papa says, Loi Omra, this is only said El Lektanin. When do we say that he has the right to re-enter the same way he left? We went out for Ketanin, means to urinate. That's a thing you have to do throughout the day. It happens because it happens. So therefore he has the right to come back in also. Avol Gedolim, he has to leave himself, fly out the waist like the Gedolim. Then Hevelei Lemivdik Nashi Mikara, he should have checked himself early in the day before he came into the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore he doesn't have right time to walk back in again over the people. Because the Omer of Yudam Rav says, Loi Lam Yelame Dodamatma Lahashkin Larav. A person should always like check himself, teach himself to rise early and to await in the evening. Meaning he should get used to going to the Beis HaKisei early and then late at night, but not to have to go in the middle of the day. Kadesh la Yisrachek. You won't have to go away from other people, in the middle of the day amongst other people. Zerosa Talmid Chacham, like you should have checked himself before he came to the Beis HaMedrash and not have to go for Gedolim in the middle of the Beis HaMedrash. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav says, Ha'idna, but nowadays, to Chol Shalma, that everybody became weak, It's also normal to have to leave the Beis Medrash even to let out Gedolim. Because if the body became weak, it's not enough just to check in the morning or at night. It happens by daytime also. Now the Gemara explains the last part of the Braisa, that Rabbi Elazar of Tzadik Gaimah, his memory was, after Beis HaMishti, even by a wedding, we also make like an attachment to the Gadol, to the Chacham, that his children also sit next to him by the Chasna. So Gemara says, Amar Rava says, it means B'chai Yevim, only during the lifetime of the father, the Chacham, and also only B'fnei Yevim, only in front of the father. But not in front of the father, we would not let them sit up there, we would not give them a Chashab a seat. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechonin, Yechonin says, that Bimei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Nishnis Mishnezu. Is this halacha, this braisa that we're talking about, that when a nasi comes in, how you have to stand up for him? So Rabbi Yechonin is telling us that this braisa was learned in the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel nasi. At that time, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was a nasi, and the Rimeya Chacham, Rabbi Meya was vice of the greatest Talmud Chacham then of a generation. So Rabbi Nosson was the Av Bezdin then. Now what happened there in the Beis Medrash? That he had the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hossam. When Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would come into the Beis Medrash, had the Kaima Kuliyama Makamei. Everyone there would stand up before him. He had the Isla Rabbi Meir Rabbi Nosson. When Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nosson would come in, again, Rabbi Meir was the big Talmud Chacham then, and Rabbi Nosson was the Av Bezdin. When they came in, also everyone stood up before them, just as by the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, the Nasi said, meaning he said it to himself like, shouldn't there be like some distinction between the honor they're giving me and the honor they're giving them? Like he was the Nasi deserves more covered than some than the Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, Takin Chomas Nisan. At that time, they instituted the law of this Braisa, that what it says that the Nasi gets more covered, more honor than the Bez Av Bezdin and the Chachamim. That was the Braisa before, that when the Nasi comes in, everybody has to stand up for him, and they can't sit down until he tells them to sit. So Gemara says, Hu Yoyim, at that day, when Shimon Gamliel made this new halacha, how you have to stand up, give special cover for the Nasi, and not so much cover to the Av Bezdin and to the Chacham, is like heavy Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Nosson Nosson. Rabbi Meir, the Tibi Tam Chacham, and Rabbi Nosson, the Av Bezdin was not there. Lamacha, the next day, Kiyosim, when they came into the Beis HaMedrash, Chazah, they noticed, they saw him, to like call me Mikamaya B'Devilu Milsa. They did not stand up for them the way they used to. They gave them less cover than they used to. His armies, and they both said to themselves, like, Mahe, what's going on here? How come the Elam is not standing up for us the way they used to? His Amrulu, so the Tamidim told him, that Hachi Tikin, Hershim Galil, this was at the corner, Hershim Galil made, that we have to stand up special for the Nasi, and for you too, we don't stand up that much, a little bit less. Is Omalei Rabbi Meir the Rabbi Nosson, so Rabbi Meir was a little insulted, and he said to Rabbi Nosson, Ano Chochem, I'm the big Talmud Chochem here. The Yad Av Bezdin, you're the Bezdin. You're the Av Bezdin, is Nisakin Milso, Kila Didon. Let's do something against him, just like he did to us. So Farshim explained, not that the Pshat had real kina, but the Pshat was they felt that it wasn't right what he did to by diminishing their covet. But rather, what he should have done is maybe added some extra cover to himself. That, yes, he's the Nasi, he deserves to have more cover. But maybe he should have done is added more cover to himself, but not take away from them. So that bothered them a little bit. And therefore they said, let's do something that this shouldn't happen. And therefore what they do, my nevedle, what can we do, Tim? Is name alay, nor they want to like, get Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to be to be thrown out from being the Nasi. They wanted to take him out. So what did they do? So ma never, what can we do to him? Is name alay gali uksin de lesley. Let's tell him that we want to learn now. You should explain to us mesecht uksin. Because we know that he didn't know it fully. He wasn't nested in it. The lesley, he didn't have it so clear. Techivin de legomar, once he won't be able to teach it to us, is name alay, we'll be able to tell to him. Listen, the pasuk says, mi yamalel gvuras Hashem yeshmiya kol tilosay. And who is the one to give the praises of Hashem? Only one who could praise, give him all his praises. Is Lemi no Lamal Gvuras Hashem? Who is fitting like to say out the praises of Hashem? Somebody could declare all his praise, meaning to say you have to know everything. And you don't know Masech Luxin, so you're not fit to be the Nasi. So that's what happens in Avraham with this argument by Stais, that they remove Hashem and Gamliel from being the Nasi. At least now, but this is what Ramea said, like, let's remove him. And then what will be is, Vyano Ramea saying upon himself, Vyano, I'll become the Abdes, and I'll take over Reb Nosson's place. Vyat, and you're Reb Nosson, you become the Nasi. Even though Ramea was the big Talmid Chacham, he was greater than Reb Nosson. The vice president of Nosson, he was from the Zera of David. So therefore, he was fit to be the Nasi. So this is the plan, how to take away Reb Nosson and Gamliel, and they'll become the Nasi and the Abdes. Smara says, now what happened when they tried to do this? Shaminu Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi. So Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi vice overheard what Rabbi Nosson and Ramea wanted to do. Izoma, so he said to himself, Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi said to himself, Dilma chas v'sholom as yimusa de kisufa. Maybe the chas v'sholom this will come to embarrass Rabbi Shimon, to embarrass the Nosson. That's terrible. Is therefore what Rabbi Yaakov do? Ozal Yosef Achure Elisoim to Hashem and Gamliel. Therefore, he went and sat behind Hashem and Gamliel's upper chamber. So again, what did Yaakov do up there? Poshat is Goras Vitona, Goras Vitona. Poshat means he started to learn by Stoys Masech Tulksin at loud, and he learned it over and over again. And vice versa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was listening, was able to hear it. So Omas, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to himself, Nai de kamoi, like what's going on here? Like how come somebody's learning the Masech Tuksin in front of me? So he understood something's going on. Dilma chas v'sholem ikave medrosha midi. Maybe something misfortune is happening against, like in the base of Medrash. So Yoyiv Daita, he put his mind to it, vice tois, and he found out the plot, he understood something's going on, and therefore the Garsi put his mind to it, and he learned very stark in the Sech Duxin. He went over and over again. Lamoch, on the following day, when he came to the Beis Medrash, and Pashetzach Ramei and Reb Nosson came there to try and ask him about the Masech Tuksin. Is Lamoch or Omalei? So Ramei and Reb Nosson said to him, Nei Sima V'nisni V'uksin, let the Master sit down and teach us Masech Tuksin. Is Posach V'yemashim Shim Magalil was able to sit down and Mamish teach them clear Masech Tuksin. So the plot of Ramei and Reb Nosson was a Miskayim. Bosa the Yoikim Omalu, after we finish, he said to them, "You should know that Eloi Gamirno. If I didn't take a learn Masech Tuksin, you would have embarrassed me." So what did Shimon Gamliel do? He was the Nosi. Is Parkat the Avkinu Mevei Medrasha? He gave instructions by Sais that Reb Meir and Reb Nosson should be expelled from the base of Medrash. So kids, it wasn't Miskayim their plot. Now the Gemara says what happened when Reb Meir and Reb Nosson was like expelled from the base of Medrash, or outside. So Gemara says that the Kasvi Kushiyose, from outside, used to write down the questions, the Pisco, on a tablet, on a sheet. They showed the Nosson, they throw it inside the base of Medrash. So there'll be Mifrik. Any question that they're able to answer inside, very good, they answered it. But Lehevi Mifrik, any question that they cannot answer inside, so you know what they did with Reb Nosson? Kosvo Perukai, they wrote the answer down on the tablet, and Vishoddo, they threw it inside, as if to say, like, you know, you need us, we're big time Chachamim. So that one was Omaluhu Reb Yosi. So eventually Reb Yosi said to the Tamidim there, what's going on here? Torah Mivachutz, our Torah is outside, for Yonami and Obanim Mivifnim, and we're inside, like, how come we let Reb Meir and Nosson stay outside? We need them. Is Omaluhen Reb Mishim and Gamliel. So Shimon Gamliel said to them, Noah's wife says they went to complain to Shimon Gamliel, we have to let Ramei come back into the base of Medrash in Reb Nosson. Shimon Gamliel said, Enechanami Nalinu, let them amask him, she let them come back into the base of Medrash. But Niyu, Niknesinu, have to put some kenas upon them, penalize them now, that the Leinemru Shemaitim Shemayu, we should not say over any halachas that they say in their own names. We have to give them like a nickname. And Asikul Reb Meir Acherim, instead of saying Reb Meir, they said Acherim Adisai. Sometimes Rabbi Chaim Oimrim, that means Rabbi Meir. And Ulu Rab Nosson, from Nosson's name, they said Yesh Oimrim. As if to say Yesh Oimrim, but not to use his name. That was the Kanat of Shmuel Galil still put upon them, that they wanted a plot to throw him out. Noah says now, Achvulei Bechamayu. And like when Hashemayim, they showed Ramei and Rab Nosson in a dream the following message. That said, Zilu Paisul Rav Shimon Gamliel, you should go and appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. That was the dream that they had, like the Minishaman, they're telling them, go and appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Nosson went to appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, Rav Meir lo yozo, Rav Meir didn't want to go. Omar, Divrei Chaloimes Lemalim Lemeridim. Rav Meir wasn't nispoiled from the dream, and he said, things that you hear and see in the dream are meaningless. And therefore, Rav Meir did not want to go. So the Maase was, Rav Nosson did go though. Ki yozo Rav Nosson, when Rav Nosson went to peace to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said to him, Nihi diahani loch, kamro diavuch, lemeve yavezdin, like granted that your father's, especially like belted, like his golden belt, like the chshivas of your father, he helped you to become avezdin, shavinu nami nosi. But you think that's enough to point you to be a Nasi? That's what he said to him, like, what chutzpah do you have that you wanted to become the Nasi? Now the Gemara shows how it was implying this knas against Rav Meir that they called him Acherim. What was the Maaseh? That Mafnilei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Brei. Rebbe taught a Mishnah to his son Rebbe Shimon, and said like this, Acherim Oimrim, others say, meaning Rav Meir, Ilu Hayu Tumura, if there